for his final remarks. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the delegation of Slovakia, I would like to first thank the OHCHR Secretariat, the Troika members, Afghanistan, Cameroon, and Chile, and all the delegations which have offered recommendations during the interactive dialogue of the third Universal Periodic Review of Slovakia for their work and active engagement in the process. Slovakia recognizes the importance of the human rights for the benefits of people living in our country, as well as the development and empowerment of our society. We remain fully committed to the protection and promotion of the human rights in Slovakia and beyond. The Universal Periodic Review has provided an excellent opportunity for the government of Slovakia to share with the member states and other stakeholders what Slovakia has been able to achieve for the enhancement of the human rights and challenges we are facing. We highly value the interest and the participation of so many delegations in the discussion and appreciate their work in presenting recommendations to help the government of Slovakia to continue to be able to protect and promote the human rights in our country. There are still a number of challenging tasks which need to be completed. Many necessary legislative steps are expected to be carried out in the near future in Slovakia. In this regard, Slovakia will pay an utmost attention to the recommendations received as they generate additional inspiration for my country. We are taking all the recommendations with us to Slovakia, where I can assure you we will study them closely and consider their implementation carefully at the highest level through the interagency process. I would also like to reiterate that the government of Slovakia will continue its full cooperation and collaboration with other stakeholders, including civil society, towards the most effective implementation of the recommendations across my country. We believe that only an inclusive approach in the promotion and protection of the human rights can bring desirable results. We are looking forward to continued engagement of these partners in a follow-up process to this review, as they play an indispensable role in our efforts to elevate the human rights of our people further. Last but not least, I would also like to thank the interpreters for the great work they have done. We look forward to the adoption of the report by the 41st session of the Human Rights Council in July. I thank you, Mr. President.